The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Just after 4:30, Irish guidelines on what constitutes low-risk alcohol consumption may need to be reconsidered based on latest research. This is according to a new report from the Health Information and Quality Authority, commonly known as HICWA. And HICWA's Deputy Director of Health Technology Assessment, Michelle O'Neill, joins us now. Michelle, tell us what is in... many people will have heard throughout the day the sort of the headlines from this report, but tell us what, I suppose, the nuts and bolts of it are.
Okay, so Ciara, the nuts and bolts of what we were looking at today was in the reports we published were the health outcomes from low risk drinking. So what we're looking at is how low risk drinking affects your early chances of early death or your hospital admissions. And what we really saw was that the more you drink, the higher your likelihood or higher your risk of dying prematurely, so that's before the age of 70, or being admitted to hospital.
Okay. And you found, I suppose you tell us what you found.
Okay, well, that's the main thing we found, is that the more you drink, the higher your risk is. We also found that there really isn't much of a difference between the risk levels for men and for women. So at low levels of drinking, the health outcomes are more or less the same over the lifetime for men and women. One of the other things we found was that the pattern of drinking is important. So if you take two people who are drinking the same amount of alcohol across a week, if one person is drinking that all at the weekend and the other person is spreading it out across the week, the person drinking it all at the weekend will have worse health outcomes than if it's spread across the week.
Okay, so 6 pints in a night is worse than 1 pint each night for six nights?
Yeah. The health outcomes are worse if you're concentrating your drinking to a fewer days, where spreading it out and drinking less across the week
reduces your alcohol risk. The fact that there's not that much difference between men and women, what does that mean? Does that mean men and women can drink the same amount? Does that mean men and women are experiencing the same outcomes, specifically down to the differences between men and women? What does it mean, what you found?
What it means is it's about the health outcomes. So it means that if man and a woman are both, you know, this is an average man and average woman, obviously people are different, but if an average man and average woman are drinking the same level of alcohol, and we're talking about low levels here, over their lifetime, they will both have the same sort of risk of dying prematurely or getting admitted to hospital. There isn't an increase for women compared to men. They both have the same level of risk.
And does that mean that when we say that men can drink sort of, I know you haven't said that there isn't any really safe level, but you know the thresholds that are often advised, yeah, 11 standard units of alcohol per week for a woman and 17 for a man, are they incorrect now in your view?
Well, I think they need to be re-looked at. I mean, currently what we've done is looked at the evidence, and there really isn't any evidence to suggest that there should be different thresholds for men and women.
Okay.
So yes, I do think they should be re-looked at. But there's more to the guidelines.
And here's the hard question, but the one that my listeners will want to know. So should it be 11 for everybody or 17 for everybody?
Well, as I said before, the less you drink, the lower your risk. So it's a kind of up to people individually to think about where their own risk level is. And the threshold that should be set is probably something for people who are developing the guidelines to think about. But interestingly, some countries have moved away from thresholds and kind of more accurately said, you know, informing people about the more you drink, the higher your risk is. So there isn't really a threshold where you can go below that. It's safe. At every level of drinking, there is an impact on your health.
All right. Look, thank you for joining us on that report. That is Michelle O'Neill there, who is HICWA's Deputy Director of Health Technology. And we are also joined now by Frank Murray, Chair of the Alcohol Health Alliance Ireland and Liver Specialist. Good evening to you, Frank. As a doctor, as someone who I've spoken to many times on this show, in fact, about, I suppose, liver conditions. Firstly, I'm interested in what you made of what Michelle said there, that particularly for low levels of alcohol consumption, there's not that much difference between men and women, and giving them different thresholds has a sort of a scanty basis in evidence.
Look here, no, I would largely agree with that. And if you look at the UK low risk guidelines, they have the same low risk guideline 11, which is 11 drinks per week for both men and women. But it's interesting to think here why they've said that. They've identified that the patterns of illnesses and injuries are different, so that the women are more susceptible physically to many of the harmful effects of alcohol, but men have a higher mortality than women from their behaviour and injuries and accidents and incidents. So it's the behaviour of men when they go to drink that increases their risk. And that was what really drove the UK to saying we'll treat men and women similarly in terms of what our threshold is.
Okay, so even though women might metabolise alcohol a little differently and might have slightly more physiological effects on them or what have you, because men are what? Crashing cars, falling off walls, drowning, things like that. Overall, it works out much of a muchness. Is that what we're now saying?
Yes. That's actually in the report. If you just, it's worth stepping back. I mean, alcohol is an immensely harmful product that's sold, as you know, without any warnings. If you look at, say, the commonest cause of death in men and women, in both, it's cancers. In men, the second commonest cause of death from alcohol is injuries, whereas that's the third commonest cause for women. So do you see risks vary, the risks of the particular illnesses vary from men to women, but overall the point that was made is that alcohol is equally harmful in men and in women. And in fact, just to give you a bit of historical background, when I was a trainee, we rarely saw alcohol-related deaths for women. Most of the deaths from liver disease were due to immune liver disease. But when I came back to Ireland a couple of decades ago, we saw far more women getting into trouble with liver failure and death due to alcohol. So the pattern has changed over time, and the pattern varies between men and women. But overall, the harmful impacts are clear in both.
Okay. You have said previously, Frank, that the Canadian guidelines on alcohol are better than ours. What are the Canadian guidelines?
Well, I tell you, first, their guidance is very good and very evidence-based, and I think has a lot to be said for it. And in fact, in the report, in the HICWA report that I think is very good, they comment that maybe a continuum is a better idea than a threshold. And I think they're absolutely on the money. In terms of what the Canadian guidance say, and I'll describe this in Irish standard drinks or units rather than theirs because they differ, but they say, here's what they say, zero drinks per week has benefits such as better health and better sleep. Three standard Irish drinks per week, less than three drinks, you are likely to avoid alcohol-related consequences. Between three and six, your risk of several times of cancer is increased. Between three, but that, in Irish units, that's eight units, your risk of particular cancers increases. Above seven drinks of theirs, that's about 10 of ours, 9 or 10, your risk of heart disease and stroke increases significantly. And they say for each additional drink, there's a radical increase in your risk of alcohol-related consequences. And they also say there are certain situations where nobody should drink at all, such as certain illnesses or pregnancy or liver disease, and consuming more than, and don't binge drink.
Okay.
So that's their guidance. And I like that. It's, Kira, it's gradated.
It is, but it's less simple than giving, I suppose, somebody a threshold that they kind of go, am I above this or below this? And people, I suppose, like simplicity in their messaging. Frank, are we changing in our drinking habits here? I mean, you're a liver specialist, so you obviously see people coming into you who have now significant degrees of harm, sometimes from alcohol. Obviously, you see people with other things too, but we do hear all the time that young people are drinking less, that people are moving more towards 0.0 beers and all of that. Do you see a shift socioculturally in terms of how the Irish are drinking?
Yeah, oh, for certain. I mean, I think it's worth saying the Public Health Alcohol Act in 2018 was a revolutionary act in many ways. It was a whole series of measures put in place by the Irish government, who deserves great credit for that. And that has been associated with about a 15% reduction in overall consumption. That's a huge achievement. The second thing to say is the point you make is correct, that people who are younger, many of them don't want to drink excessively, and that certainly has been seen. And in fact, many of the more dangerous drinking patterns are seen in people who are older, and they're particularly at risk because the more you drink, as was said in that report, the more likely you are to develop harms, although harms are seen at much lower levels. And I think so overall, we're drinking less. That's really good. We're still drinking far too much. The average, if you look at, say, the European region, the average man in the European region drinks 31 standard drinks a week. 31 drinks a week.
If it was pints, would you divide that by
15 pints?
Yes, okay.
Just over 15 pints. Yeah, that's about 4 or 5 bottles of wine. So, I mean, that's an enormous amount of alcohol consumption. So we're drinking far more alcohol than we ought to be drinking as a nation. And if you were to ask me what was my target, I'd say if everybody drank less than 5 drinks a week on average, you drank, that would be success. And we know we're way, way away from that. And if people drank within so-called low-risk limits, which are not low-risk, they're just lower risk, they're not low, that we'd be drinking about a third or a half what we're drinking. So, you know, we've made a great start. The Public Health Alcohol Act, the government, the Department of Health, all deserve great credit for what's happened. That 15% reduction is largely attributable, I think, to the Public Health Alcohol Act. And I think now we need to take that to the next level and say, and have the same level of energy and enthusiasm and focus on further reducing alcohol consumption that we had at that time.
Dr. Frank Murray, Chair of the Alcohol Health Alliance Ireland and Liver Specialist, thank you so much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.